successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Yeah, you were expecting maybe the Easter Bunny?
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, that is me, along with Mike the Mariner, navigating the latest boating news and information. Hopefully you're having a great Easter weekend and making the best of it out on the water. And if you want to cruise around on the water and then just, ride your boat back up on a bank, it could do what that couple I was talking about earlier do. They picked up a Stabix, STABIX 250UC, amphibious model. It has kind of like a orange rust black color scheme to it. Came out a couple years ago, and I was like, wow, that's really cool. And I think they were, if I remember correctly, the video I was watching, they were in Norway, but they were, they cruise around and get right up next to the waterfalls and the fjords and stuff. And then they would be able to just find a bank that they could navigate the boat up on. And it would just, wheels would come forward and just start grabbing the land and just roll up. And then they'd sleep on land for the evening. And then they'd go back out the next morning and boat around, camp all over the air place. I mean,
So I guess the motor, the wheels must be powered by hydraulic motors or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I think if they're electric, or I think they might be electric motors.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it looks kind of weird out of the water. I mean, it drives like a car, kind of. It's not.
It's a tricycle arrangement. So you'd have to have a very, kind of a gentle slope. Like Daytona Beach, kind of a gentle slope coming out of the water.
Well, you mentioned, you could use it, I was talking about when you mentioned that waterway in Utah. When I went there, a lot of the banks were like that. It was like a gradual slope out to the deeper water. And I was thinking, this kind of boat would be perfect for that if they allowed you to do it. I think we probably have too many restrictions where they wouldn't let you just take your boat up on the beach like that necessarily, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
in areas where you have the conditions for that, you could use it. You probably could not use that boat effectively on the St. John's River in that application because the banks are soft, it's muddy, and they're steep in most of the area. So,
correct. So you got to find the right waterways, but they had the best of all worlds. They could go out, weeks at a time, and they would, and it takes away the scary part of anchoring overnight, so they would just find a spot where they could just cruise up on a beach for the evening. They don't got to worry about, hey, I'm going to be asleep in the, and all of a sudden the alarms are going to go off and stuff. It's basically
with
like
alligators
camping
or whatever. Right. Yeah, instead of alligators, you're going to be dealing with bears instead. Yes. So,
well, there's that, I guess. but
was that other boat that we saw, and I think we covered it when we were at the boat show either last year or the year before down in Fort Lauderdale. A similar concept, but it had caterpillars. It had tracks on it. Like a bulldozer.
Yeah.
And that's a really cool concept too. So as you approach the beach, you lower the caterpillars into the water, and that actually works a little better on a steep, soft bank.
Sure.
And that's what that design was for. And really neat concept. Talked to the guy at length. It adds about, probably 1,100 pounds or 1,200 pounds to the overall boat design.
Right.
So there's some trade-offs there, but how cool is it to be flexible enough to, hey, pull your boat up and go right up on the beach and pull it up into the yard or whatever. If you happen to live on a lake or a river, you can just pull the boat right up to your house and not worry about the ramp or anything.
Right. You don't need a dock, the whole thing and stuff. But there's a few videos of that Stabix. I don't know if that's the way you say it, but it's it looks goofy out of the water. I ain't going to lie, because his big tires on it are kind of silly looking. But, I mean, they showed it cruising around the water just like any other, relatively small liveaboard. And I don't think it's huge either. I would say it's, you know, maybe 30 feet long. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Thereabouts.
25.
Okay. Yeah.
It's 25. Yeah. It's a 25 footer. But hey,
they were living on it, having a good time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, they do the Sea Dories, you know, the Sea Dories are in that same size range. And the Sea Dory Club was just recently here at my marina and at Lake Pontoon. There were like 30 Sea Dory boats, and they're about that size. They're about 25 feet, mm-hmm. have a little cabin, a little galley, and a head, and a single outboard motor. And I mean, there are people taking Sea Dories on the entire Great Loop. I mean, these are expeditionary boats. I've seen some up in Alaska, you know, because they have a protected helm station and all that stuff. So, I mean, really cool. You can do a lot of stuff with a boat that's not very large. You know, you don't have to go out and get a great big boat to enjoy overnight camping and overnight anchorages.
Right.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's kind of a little bit like off-roading with a boat in a way. With this contraption too, but yeah, you know, they had to be, they talked a little bit in the video about how they had to be efficient in their storage, mm-hmm. but that's, you got to do that with any boat, especially if you want to stay on it and kind of live off of it for, you know, a week at a time or take a run. But yeah, you got a lot of flexibility there. I was really intrigued by it. But you know, from when it's out of the water, I mean, I know, I'm sure it's not street legal, but I mean, they did show it up out of the water, and they could drive it down. You could drive it down a small street. It wouldn't go very fast, but it wouldn't be like you could take it down on a road or something. But I'm not sure that this thing is even available stateside here. I don't know if we have the right things. Hey, maybe. I don't know.
It was I'm a couple sure years you can ago. Find some. I'm sure you could find a way to import one.
Yeah, but, I'm sure they'll sell it to you if you want one. They'll find a way, but
absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, I did think it was pretty intriguing. You know, kind of eliminating a lot of the problems with that kind of thing. If you can't find a place to enter, you know, get in the water, or you don't have a dock, or you don't want to, you know, keep running it back and forth.
Right.
A trailer. I mean, it takes that out of the mix, really. Yeah, especially like you said, if you live on a lake or live on a waterway. It seemed to have the best of both worlds. So
yeah, it just makes it easy to manage the boat and get it out of the water and park it and put a cover on it and off you go.
Right. You know? All right. Well, let's see. We just got a minute or two left. There was another story
an update.
Yeah. What's going on with speed limits and boaters?
Right.
And boaters.
Exactly. So we covered this last year about the speed rules that went into effect. Originally, they were put into effect in 2008, and I think they phased them in, but it's along the east coast of the U.S., from Florida up through the Carolinas, and there was a speed limit of 10 knots at certain times of the year on a pretty large section of offshore water.
And the reason was to protect the whales.
The right whales. The so right they whales, said, yes. right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they've determined that maybe they overstepped. So they're initiating.
Wait. The government overstepped? Get out.
I know it's hard to believe. They never do that, right? But it's possible they did.
Yeah.
And cooler heads are prevailing, and they're starting to look at, because it was a blanket order. Anything over 65 feet couldn't go over 10 knots.
Mm-hmm.
And it, just on the face of it, is not practical.
Yeah.
You can hardly maneuver a ship, for instance, at 10 knots, especially when you consider that, you know, you're crossing the Gulf Stream at that point, which is moving at 4 to 5 knots. So, how do you compensate for all these things that you have to do to maneuver your boat?
Yeah.
Not to mention, you know, sport fishing, you know, getting out to the fishing grounds and back in a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah.
You know, you have to do that at 20 knots. You can't do that at 10.
Yeah. So the overreach is being recalled a little bit, and they're re-looking at it, and hopefully they'll make some modifications. That's it.
More to come on that subject.
More to come. All right. We're monitoring it accordingly here at the World of Boating, like we've been doing for the last 22 years. Why stop now? On that note, we'll wrap it up. Remember, whether it's sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Come back here, y'all. cold-bitten swab.
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.